We continue our learning of Yenishmas David ben Menachem Shem Nechem Yaakov ben Bittich of Shaliyo. We are in Zvachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Before we speak about the Olas Ha'of that was done improperly, let's remind ourselves of the differences between the Chatas Ha'of and the Olas Ha'of. The Chatas Ha'of, the sin offering of the bird, is Nasis Lamato. That's done below. What I mean, the Kohen stands on the floor of the Azara, next to the Keren Deromis Ma'aravis, next to the southwestern corner, which is to the left of that first corner, to the left of the kevesh of the ramp. He does the malika of the chatas ha'of. He does the hazah, the sprinkling, by shaking the bird a little bit, flipping it up and down. Then the blood comes out, and then and that's below the chud hasikra. Then he does the mitzui, squeezing it up against the wall of the mizbeach on that side by that corner. That's all the chatas ha'of. The olas ha'of is done lemala. That means the kohen is not standing on the ground. He walks up the kevesh, comes to that. Comes to that corner. He's going to stand on the Sovev. He is now at the Keren Dromis Mizrachis. He's on the other side of the Kevesh, on the right side of the Kevesh, the southeastern corner. He does the Malika of the Olas Ha'of there. He does the Mitzri. Remember, there's no Zrika, only Mitzri up against the Kir HaMizbeach. And this is done Lemala Michud HaSikra, above the red line around the middle of the Mizbeach. There's also another difference between the Malika of the Chatas Ha'of and the Malika of the Olas Ha'of. We remind ourselves that the Malika of the Chatas Ha'of, the Kohen only cuts one siman, either the Veshet or the Kane, either the Sakvis or the Trachea, or the majority of one of them. He does not separate the head, the Rosh, from the Guf, from the body, as a post in Malika Ha'of, where he cuts both simanim, and he separates the head from the body. In fact, he throws the head onto the Mizbeach to burn. So this Mishnah, after the previous Mishnah, spoke about a Chatas Ha'of, where the Kohen did improperly. He either did the Masim, the whatever actions need to be done as part of the service incorrectly, or he did it Shalo L'Shma, which we said is possible as well for a Chatas. Now we want to know, what about an Olas Ha'of that was done improperly? Olas Ha'of Sha'asa Olamala. Olas Ha'of, which was done above, which is correct, the way it's supposed to be done. Kemase Ola, like the Ola should be done. L'Shem Ola, for the sake of the Olah Kshera. That's going to be kosher, and we'll assume, like the Mefarshim, who claim that this is just an introduction, but everyone knows that this is certainly the way it's supposed to be done. And the Mishnah doesn't really teach me anything in that statement. Kemasa Ola L'Shem Chatas. But let's say you did it Kemasa Ola. You did all the proper things. You did it Lamala, separated the head, all the things you're supposed to do, but you had him on the Shem Chatas. Here it's Kshera. Here is Kshera. Why? Because an Ola can be done, B'di'eved, it's going to be kosher if you did it L'shelo L'shma. The Chatas Ofer, Chatas of Behema, if it's on Shelo L'shma, makes it possible. But an Ola Shelo L'shma is still kosher. Uvilvad Shelo Olas L'bailim. It's just the owner doesn't fulfill his obligation, he has to bring another bird. Kemase Chatas L'shem Ola. If, let's say, though, he did the wrong masim, he did incorrect, he did all the things wrong. Kamasa chatas. He did the malika, but didn't separate the head off the body, let's say. Or let's say he did the hazah, he did hazah, he sprinkled, but didn't do mitzui. He didn't follow the regular, he didn't follow what he's supposed to be doing for the Ola. He did a Maisechatas, but he did it L'Shem Ola. He had in mind the right carbons. That's not going to help you. It makes it so that's possible. Erke Maisechatas L'Shem Chatas, or let's say even worse, here's your carbon Ola, and he did the Maisechatas and L'Shem Chatas. Also psula. Why? Not because he did it Shalol L'Shma, because that doesn't make it possible, because he did Kemasa Chatas. You did all of the actions, all of the services for the carbon, like a Chatas, not like an Ola. So psula, that's not going to be acceptable. It's disqualified. Asa Ola Mata. Kemase Kulon. Let's say, though, you did it below. Now, it's not supposed to be done below. It's supposed to be above. But you followed, You did any of the examples in the Mishnah, and that would be even if you did the Masa Ola L'Shem Ola, you did everything fine. But what you do, Asa Ola Mata, the problem is that you sprinkle the blood below, so then Psula, because that's going to be Pasul, the blood must be sprinkled above. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gim, a little introduction that's important. We speak about an Avela of an animal, Well, speaking about a kosher animal that died, you have a cow that died, you have a deer that died. So what happens if it just died, dropped dead, or it wasn't shechted properly? Call that a nevela. So a nevela obviously is not kosher. You're not purpose, but it's a kosher animal. But you're not allowed to eat a nevela. And not only that, a nevela is metame, because kazayas a nevela makes a person tame both bimaga by touching it and bimasa lifting it, even if you're not touching the animal. You're lifting it somehow on a plate, and the animal's being lifted up. You're not touching it. You become tame as well. Not ba'ohel, that's tumas me. But Tomas Maga, Tomas Masa applies. What if you have an avela of an oaf Torah? You have a kosher bird, let's say a pigeon, a dove, whatever it is, and that died. You didn't check it properly, it just died, or it was improper shechita. So halacha there is very interesting. You don't become tamei if you touch it. It's not mitame bimaga, and you don't become tamei bimasa if you carry it. Rather, it's mitame in what we call bebesa blia, in the throat. It means that if you swallow at least a kezias of the nevela of an oaf tahor, as long as that kezias of that nevela of that bird is in your throat, you're going to be mitame the clothing or any kalim that you're touching at that moment that it's in your throat. And you actually make them a rishon l'tuma, which is a relatively high level of tuma. You will not make a person tame if you have that in your throat. Klei cheres, earthenware vessels, you're not metame, but clothing and kalim, you are metame. So our Mishnah is coming to teach us that although we spoke about an olasa of and an achata in the previous Mishnah, and achata so in the Mishnah before that, Mishnah Aleph, that are puzzle, what we want to show is that even though they're going to be puzzle, nonetheless, they will not have the status of nevela, and therefore we're not going to be mitame bebeis habliya. So that's what the Mishnah says. V'chulon, all of the chatos of the ofos, of the olos, of the ofos, of the birds that we learned that were disqualified. Why? Because the Kohen did something wrong in the avoda or the chatas of, let's say he did it shalol lishma, even though they're possible, disqualified, they're not mortar ba'achila, you would say, oh, I guess they have the status of nevela. They do not have the status of nevela, and they're not going to make utame when they're in your clothing. They don't make clothing that you're touching, or kalim that you're touching at the time that it's in your throat, do not make them tame. Why? Because the malika that you do, although the carbon is not kosher, the bottom line is you did a malika, and the malika makes them tame and removes them from the tumma of nevela. Not only that, umoalin bahem. That means, this is a negative, that means that if you get hana from them, even a shaveh pruto worth of hana, benefit from them, from these karbanos, you, even though they're psulos, you're going to be chayv. You did a b'shogi, you chayv to bring a karban asham, the asham me'ilos, which is what you bring when you misappropriate anything from hekdesh, a b'shogeg. And this is considered a hekdesh, even though these are puzzle. One could have argued, why is there me'ila? It's puzzle anyway. I understand if it would be kosher, that's getting hana from hektesh. You're getting hana from something that was disqualified. That's not hektesh. No, the answer is it's considered hektesh for this purpose. And it removes it from the nevelas of tahor, even though it's puzzle, because the bottom line is the malika was done. Chut. Except, of course, if it was done properly, meaning if you have a chatas of that you sprinkled below the chutas ikra and you followed all the actions that are necessary for the service and you did it l'shem chatas. So in all of these cases, so there won't be any iser me'ila getting hana from it. You're not having a carbon me'ila. Why is that? Because it was all done properly. A chatas of that became puzzle. So that's where we say that indeed there is going to be a prohibition of me'ila. Now, why should that be? If it should be kavachomer. If you're telling me even where I made it puzzle, there's going to be an iser of me'ila. So certainly when something was done properly, kadasu kedin for halacha, so then it's certainly kodesh. So then it should be an iser me'ila. So the answer is the Mishnah only mentioned chata sa'of that was done properly. Chata sa'of is eaten completely by the Kohanim. Nothing's placed on the Mizbech. After you do the hazah, the Kohanim eat the whole thing. There's no me'ila to talk about. There's no hekdesh to talk about. It's completely, after the zrika, is completely mutter to eat. So that wouldn't, if you got benefit from that, you may not be a kohen. That may be a problem. But we wouldn't say that that's an iser me'ila from hekdesh. As opposed to an olas ha'of, which is burnt on the mizbeach, that has to be burnt. Okay, so the olas ha'of, if you nene from that, if you're telling me if I get hanah from that when I made it pasul, that's an iser me'ila. Well, kavachomer, where it's where it was done, it bekashrus this me'ila. Why? Because that's a real carbon that's placed on the mizbeach.